Welcome everyone to another edition of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, heard exclusively here on WJAB.org, that's WJAB.org, where you can exclusively hear this special podcast, The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, where we're putting the emphasis on the great creativity, the music, and everything that you hear coming from the 256, the North Alabama area within your region. We want to put a spotlight on some of the great artists that we have here in our area. Now, our special guest for this episode is none other than singer, songwriter, producer. I'm sure there are other hats that she wears, and we'll get into it. Welcome to our show, Chelsea Hu. Chelsea, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
All right, awesome, and glad to have you on the show. I'm going to tell everyone, when I first saw you, it was at R&B Vibes Live.
Oh, really?
That was my first time I saw it, and you know, we talked a few moments ago about artists and different styles, different approaches to the mic. I really liked your presence on the mic.
In fact,
the song I heard you singing when I walked in, you were singing Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
At R&B Vibes Live, I sure was.
And that was and it was crazy, because I'm like, wow, why did she pick that song? But it was cool, because it was like, okay, she's killing it. She's singing Time After Time. And from there, I followed you, and I said, of course, we have to get her music on WJAB, and also I had to have her as a guest on the show. So first and foremost, welcome, and
just
a huge fan.
Thank you.
So now I said, of course, singer, songwriter, producer, but tell everyone who's out there listening online right now a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so yes, I am Chelsea Hu. I am native to Huntsville because I was raised here. I was born in California. I've always felt like I have like a Californian spirit. I do. I'm a mother of two. I have two little ones, Mason and Monroe. My son's five. My daughter is two, turning three. And I've literally been performing on stages since I was 6 years old. And I fell in love with music around that time when I was six. When I first heard Cher's Believe in the car with my mom, I'll never forget that day. I was six years old. But my mom said I've been singing since I could talk. And my mom, she used to sing. My dad, he was a musician, played piano, drums, guitar, sang all of it. So it's kind of in my blood.
Right, right. Well, you're doing a great job of it,
Thank you.
We definitely salute you for that. Now, I'd like to know, who are some of the people that musically that influence you, whether or not they're living, not living, whether it's people here, huge celebrities or whatever, but who influences the Chelsea who sound?
The two main people, I would say, I sound nothing like them, but they influence me because they're so different, are Solange and Tyler the Creator. I'm obsessed with Tyler the Creator.
Yeah. Tell us about that. For those who don't know Tyler, creator, producer, hip-hop artist.
Oh, yeah. Tyler.
West Coast guy.
Oh, man. Tyler is. Okay, so fun fact. I used to, like, my friend tried to introduce me to Tyler when I was in high school or, like, after we graduated shortly. And I was like, I saw his Yonkers video. And I was like, this dude, like, worships the devil. Like, nah. Like, I'm not messing with him.
Right.
And then it wasn't until about 2015, 2016, I saw this interview of him. And, like, I don't know. I was really interested. And I looked into him and who he is and how his mind works. And I was like, wow, like, dude is really smart. Like, that act that he put on, like, you know, that really helped him. And I just love his creativity. If you listen to his first album, I don't agree with a majority of his first two albums, as far as what am I trying to say, lyrically, but sonically, like, it's interesting to me to see his growth, because Like, you could tell when he first started his beats or his production then, so where it is now, it's amazing. And he's actually who inspired me to start making my own stuff. So, like, I don't know. There's just something about him and his main message, which is really good. Be yourself, trust your ideas, be who you are. You know, don't try to emulate anybody. Like, for what? Just do you and trust who you are. And, you know, you're golden, you know. And Solange, it's one thing I learned from her is before I started listening to her, I'm like still obsessed with her project that came out, I think, in 2012, the True EP. Mm-hmm. The sound of it just really, it just stuck with me. I still listen to it like it's brand new. And what I loved about it is the imperfection in her voice and okay. The imperfection in the songs that was left. It wasn't like made to be perfect. Mm-hmm. It was just made to feel like you can feel where she was coming from when she sang those words, when she came up with the song. Like, you could just feel it. And it made me become more comfortable with just doing me. Now, right. I don't have to have a structure like everybody else. Like, you can do a song whatever you want. If you want to scream hey in the middle of a verse, do it. Like, do whatever you want, you know? If you do whatever you want. Like, right. You don't have to, I don't know, like, I just love how they just feel and do whatever they say and do whatever they want on their stuff,
and they have a lot of fun with it.
They have fun.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like that's the approach that when I've had the opportunities to see you perform, that's kind of the approach that you have when you mm-hmm. hit the stage and the mic's in your hand, that you have fun, it becomes your world, whether it's for a few moments or for a concert performance, whatever.
I love it. I love it so much. I want to do it every day. Like, I do. I love it so much. That's the only place where I feel like, I don't know, like, it's a cliche, but that's the only place where I feel like everything inside of me works together as mm-hmm. one. Like, because I usually feel like I'm all over the place, but when I'm doing that, like, I don't feel like that. I feel like, oh my gosh, everything's together. Like, it just feels good. That's how I could explain it.
Well, I will say this much. It's the first time I've had Tyler, the creator, name dropped on anything that I've done here.
I love him.
Whether it's on radio or on this podcast show. So
I love
Tyler, the creator, has been mentioned on this particular show. But family seems to be, of course, an important role or factor in your life. How does family affect the music that you put out and your presentation?
If anything, it just inspires me, like, lyrically, I guess. Like, honestly, the kind of person I am, like, one of the main things is I don't write explicit music just because I don't speak explicitly. I don't mm-hmm. curse and stuff like that. So, like, and I don't talk about, like, certain things just because that's just who I am. So, honestly, like, I don't have a problem. Like, I just want my stuff to be, like, you know how, like, I never want to feel like I'm cringing when, like, my mom is listening to
right,
something.
Right.
Like, you know how, like, you're watching a movie with your mom and you've seen the movie and you know there's a part that's going to come up that's going to make you uncomfortable with your mom? Mm. Like, I don't ever want that to be the case. But I don't put myself in situations where I'd have to talk about that anyway. But, true. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I want more than just one group to relate to me. I want, like, younger kids to be able to listen to somebody that, like, isn't talking about the things that are being talked about in every other song. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that they can carry on and you can listen in the car with your children. That's one thing that's terrible about me loving Tyler, the creator. I can listen to his latest album for the most part mm-hmm. with my kids, but I can't listen to his other stuff with my kids because it's terrible. But I love it sonically. I'm driven sonically.
Right.
Like, in sometimes I can just mute everything else out, but sometimes I can't. But I don't know. Like, I just want everybody to be able to listen to it together, you know? So.
Awesome, awesome. Well, this is The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, exclusively on WJAB.org. And right now, we're going to hop into one of your selections from your CD. And it's, if I'm correct, this will be Single.
Single. I love this song.
Well, we're going to check it out. And then when we come back from the song, I'm going to let you tell us the breakdown of the song. Okay?
Yes.
Here we go.
Everything I did wrong, Cause I had to be strong. Nothing good could ever come from someone who don't love their own. I never thought I'd be content alone. See, the misperceptions of being alone free. The chains that had me down and out and tangled. But now I proudly hashtag that I'm single. Lord, I'm so happy to be single. Finally got myself together cause I'm single. Suffer boredom. I always thought that my love was the problem, but then I finally realized that it wasn't. I'm so relieved to know that I can be free and no one else is trying to control me. Lord, I'm so happy to be single. Finally got myself together cause I'm single. There's no one around, I'm wearing a crown, yeah. And it's the sound that I'm breathing cause I'm living. All of your woes are forgiven, so I must finish my mission. While looking down, hey, I figured it out. I put myself off the ground, I'm now upward bound, hey. And it's profound, although there is no one around, I'm wearing a crown, yeah. And it's the sound that I'm breathing cause I'm living. All of your woes are forgiven, so I must finish my mission cause I'm saved.
It's the music, the message, the mixtape, exclusively on WJAB.org. And sitting across from me, Chelsea Hu, the vocalist you just heard on the track, Single. So Chelsea, tell us about this song.
Single. Okay, so I wrote that song, Single, back in 2016. And I'm still new to production. So then I was very new to production. So it actually took me like a month to make that beat. And I remember when I finished, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. And I remember I wrote the first verse, and then I got to the second verse, and then I even got to the bridge, as they say. I don't really call it a bridge. I don't know what I call it. But I got to that, and then I got to the studio, and I was like, I don't have a chorus. I was like, I don't know what people say hook. I don't have a hook. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do. So we just got in there and I just freestyled that. And then I didn't know what it sounded like until he sent me the song. I didn't know what I sang. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy. Because I'm happy to be single. That song is about encouraging people to be okay and be happy with being single.
Right.
Like, you don't need anybody to be happy. And until you're happy with yourself, you're not going to, you're never going to really be fulfilled. So it's just about empowering people to be okay with being alone.
Right. Well, it's definitely a great track and we enjoy playing it. Who all did you work with on this particular project with all these songs? Who, any producers, any, was it just you? Mm-hmm. So you produced
all these in my bedroom.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I produced all of them in my bedroom. I had, and then two of them I recorded in my room myself. And then I had my friend, Twan. He has 47 Visions where he does recording. He actually does photography. He's a really good photographer. And he does music stuff. And he recorded the other half. And then he mixed it for me.
Okay.
But everything I did at home.
Okay. Well, that's... hats off to you. As I said, songwriter, musician, producer. She produced...
I say producer. So I still don't feel like a producer because I don't have as much knowledge as I'd like to. I'll get there, but... Yeah.
And I mentioned... We talked off air about the... you've collaborated with a lot of people. Am I correct?
Probably. Yeah, quite a few. A handful.
Yeah, but how you like collaborating with these different artists? A lot, I'm assuming a majority hip hop or R&B?
Yes, hip hop dudes love to call me and say, "Hey, I need you to sing this hook." And I'm like, "I don't know if I'm a fit." But some friends it works, some it doesn't. But I do a lot with I don't know, like, for me, in order for me to collaborate, I have to, it can't be explicit, and I have to, like, I have to vibe with it. So there's only, like, some people that I vibe with.
Okay, so for those that hear this music and they want to work with you, definitely don't come to her with something that's R-rated. Don't come to her, that's offensive. Don't come to something that degrades people.
It's not happening. Like that.
She will not probably return your phone call or your email or your text.
Or if we're in person, I will look at you like, no.
Yeah, so don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, so now this, your project's out now. Is it, what's next? I mean, is anything else coming?
Yes. I'm so sad because my project just turned a year old on the 5th of this month. It was released a year ago, but it was done like almost the whole year before that. I was really scared to release it. But what I'm working on next is I want to work on another EP, almost like a volume 2, because it'll be like an update of where I am, because that whole EP, it kind of tells its story in a way when you really listen to it through. So I'm working on something else. I actually had, about 3 songs produced, and then my external drive got ruined. So so I'm back at square one. This happened like last month. So I'm back at square one, but I feel like it's God's just way of saying, hey, you got something better. Anything that I lose, anytime I'm like writing a song and I like sing something, I'm like, oh, that's tight, and I lose it or I forget to record it, I'm like, obviously there's better.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, right. I really want to have something out prayerfully by the end of the year. It probably will be another short project. I'm also collaborating with my friend slash musician, Mr. Midnight Mike. His name is Jeremy. But he goes by Midnight Mike. And so we're going to do a project together, probably like a little short EP as well. And that will be Midnight Who. And he'll produce probably most of that. He'll produce it, and then I'll sing on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what, and I want to have a single out in the next few months for sure.
Yeah, we need that new single.
Yes, yes. I have a couple singles that I could probably release, but we're gonna see.
Now, what do you want our listeners, when they hear your music, single, they hear Anxiety, which we'll play in a little bit, but what do you want our listeners to get out of your music, or anyone that catches you in performance, whether it's at R&B Vibes Live or any of the great venues that you perform at? What do you want listeners to get from your music?
I don't know. Like, I just want them to take something from it. Like, because everybody takes things differently. So just because I write a song a certain way, or I wrote a song to mean one thing, doesn't mean that it'll mean something different for somebody else. So honestly, I just want them to take, just for me as a whole, as a performer, that you can be yourself and you can still thrive. Like, you don't have to be like anybody else. Just feel. Like, I want people to just get back into feeling, like, when it comes to music or performances. Like, I don't want it to just be hype and all that stuff, but I just want people to feel and understand that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be you. Do what you do. Like, you don't have to, you don't, if you want to do music, you don't have to look like everybody else. You don't have to dress like everybody. I love to wear flannels and Vans or Converse. That's all right. Me. So when people see me, I want them to see, oh, look at that little comfortable girl. What's she finna do? And I feel like I don't want them to get what they expect. Most people look at me and they're like, and I say, I'm a singer. Oh, you sing what, like soul, R&B? And I'm like, nope, pop R&B fusion, like,
right,
alternative, you know? So just like, just be you. Like, just because you look a certain way doesn't mean you have to sound a certain way. Just because you sound a certain way doesn't mean you have to look at a certain way. Just be you, I guess. That's the main message. Be you.
Awesome. That's good enough right there.
Be you. Do what you do.
Do you. We got freestyle going on right now during the podcast.
I freestyle all the time, even in my sets sometimes. I'm serious. Even in my sets, Jeremy will play something and I'll freestyle.
Like, well, I've seen your, of course, just YouTube Chelsea Who, and you'll see videos and all.
Yeah.
But of course, I've seen the one that you did recently, your freestyle.
Downtown? Was it Downtown Huntsville?
I believe it was you freestyle for about a minute or something. And
Was I in a dress singing to people downtown, yes, talking about stop jaywalking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do stuff like that. Like, I just like to have fun. Like, I've been in high school. I used to rap all the time. I don't think I'm a good rapper. My friends, they hype me up, and they need to stop before I rap for real. But they hype me up and say I'm tight at freestyling. But I just like to have fun.
We got that coming. We're going to have the Chelsea Who Hip Hop Project coming.
There we go.
Right.
Word.
That's coming. That's coming.
Your mother is coming.
It's coming 2020. Watch out for it. Now, how can they get your music if someone wants to check it out?
It's on all major streaming platforms. It's called Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A. There's a comma and then the word who, and there's a question mark at the end. And it's on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal. Might be on Amazon Music, YouTube Music. It's just about everywhere for the most part, except for Pandora. I've had a problem getting it on Pandora, and that sucks. Mm. But it's just about everywhere. And like I said, it's a short project. It's 19 minutes. You can listen to it on your way to work. You can listen to it in the shower. You can listen to it on your toilet time. You know,
hey,
you can listen to it just you can listen to it just while you're cooking something. Just listen to it, and it's a story. And yeah.
All right. Well, you got the different ways that you can get the music from Chelsea Who, and we want you to support the artist that you hear here on this podcast. Definitely go out and download the music and support them. In fact, Chelsea, as we're wrapping up the interview, mm-hmm, I want to play Anxiety.
Yes, this is like my favorite one, and this is my favorite track because, am I allowed to say now,
or you, yeah,
want to play? Oh, this is my favorite track because this is where it sucks, because it's like the second to last song I recorded. This is where I finally got comfortable, like, being me. Like, mm-hmm, when I produced it, there's no structure. Like, the song has no chorus. It just moves. And I love it because it was pretty much freestyled. I freestyled it once, listened to it, and then I went back and did the same thing again. Mm-hmm. And then it's just basically about battling anxiety, like, because I've had problems with it. And it's something that you can get through. It's nothing but your mind playing tricks with you. So it's just me talking to myself, getting myself basically through like an almost anxiety attack. But
all right, well, we're going to check this song out. Now, before we hop into the social media, how can they look on your social media?
Social media, so on Facebook, of course, I'm Chelsea comma who question mark. And then on Instagram, it's Chelsea, once again, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, the letter B, and then underscore who. And I have a Twitter, but I don't really tweet because I don't think everything you think is important. But it's if you want my Twitter, no, you don't need it because I don't use it. But yeah, so that's the social media that I use right now.
All right. Well, you can link with her on those social media accounts as well as we check out Anxiety from Chelsea Who. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank
the music,
you for
the message,
me,
the mixtape exclusively on WJB.org. Let's check out Anxiety.
I just need some sleep. I'm not about to do this all night. It'll be alright. Take your time. Just breathe.
As I lay here, heavy things on my mind. I just wish I could go back in time to the days I didn't have a care in the world. Can't do this tonight, I've gotta go. Kids got school in the morning and I've got a show. Sometimes I feel it'd be easier to be dead. Strange.
made it through.
And that does it for another edition of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, heard on WJB.org. Want to thank once again Chelsea Hu, singer, songwriter, producer, for stopping by on this edition of the show. Can't do this by myself. I have great people who assist me. I want to thank our webmaster and the person that just keeps me aligned digitally and keeps us going. That would be Latoya Clemens. So thank you so much, Latoya, for your assistance on this podcast. Also, guys, send a big salute to my man DJ Scissorhands for producing our theme for Music Message, The Mixtape. And if you've got any questions, comments, or if there's someone that you'd like for us to have on the show, feel free to email me at marcus.sims@aamu.edu. Hit me up on there. Any questions, comments, or guests you'd like on the show. Until then, take care. Peace.